Yo, your ears are tuned in to Splat and Chat by your girl Shanti Arnice. You are now listening to Season 2, Episode 7. Yo, what is up, Splat and Chat? Your girl is back. It's your girl, Shanti Arnice. We are still on Season 2 of Splat and Chat. This is Episode 7. Tonight's topic is morals and bullshit. We're going to pretty much just talk about morals and what all it comes with. And having morals and all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? All that bullshit that come behind that shit. So, that's going to be the topic tonight. Just to do a little catching up, you know, everything's going fine with your girl. You know, I'm getting back on track with keeping my episodes consistent with you guys. I promised y'all that I would not go a long period of time without talking to y'all again. And I meant what I said. I'm a woman of my word. So, you know, I have to keep this thing rolling. But yeah, everything's been going good. You know, I'm still getting accustomed to my place and me, you know, being on my own. I love it here. Let me just say that. I love the peace. You know what I'm saying? One thing about it, I always love to protect my inner peace. You know, y'all already know that. We talk about that all the time. So, me being in my comfort zone and having this space and this time to myself when need be, you know, it's a plus. So, you know, everything has just been pretty cool with that. I'm just getting adjusted to this lifestyle of a woman who paying her own damn bills, okay? I mean, not like I said, not that I haven't been doing that from the jump, but you know, your girl really out here on her own, so you know what I'm saying. You know, I'm just, you know, going through this motions of this thing called life of managing by myself. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Business is still going, still painting, still getting orders. My soap business is still in the making. I still have to order more supplies. So for those who didn't know and who's just now hopping on the podcast, I paint. I'm an artist, so I paint. And I make my own organic soap. So, you know, I'm pretty much a Jill of all trades right now. And I just recently, you know, started doing little flower walls too. So, child, I don't know what that's all about. But I certainly don't have time to make that a thing because I'm just all over the place doing my podcast, painting, and my soap. But, you know, I can squeeze that in every now and then. But, you know, I just keep myself busy, you know, keep myself being a creative. This is what I love to do. I love being a creative. So, I'm just pretty much, you know, getting everything together with that, still managing, still doing what I do best. And that's that. So let's just jump right into the topic. Enough about me. I'm ready to talk about morals and bullshit because I know y'all ready to listen to it. I got a couple feedback from a lot of people. Not a lot, but you know, a few people gave me their feedback on the topic and what they think what morals mean to them. So let's just get into it. I'll jump into that as well, like towards the end of the podcast, but we're just going to go ahead and get into the topic. So for me, first things first, as a woman, with having morals as a woman, I feel like morals are important. And that's just anything, a woman, a man, any, just in general, having morals is important. But I'm going to speak on my point of view because I'm a woman. But I feel like your standards and your mindset is what will be the things that raises your kids, that will make you a good wife, a good role model, and better yet, to have that self-respect for yourself. So those are my views on why it's important to have morals and a value, per se. And I also went through this little exercise as well. So if you guys are listening, which I hope you are, if you guys out there that's listening, I want you guys to practice this exercise with me as well. what I did was, you know, I look in the mirror and, you know, just tell me what you see in yourself. Look in the mirror and tell me what you see in yourself as far as morals and, you know, how do you view you? What do you know about you that you want, not even that you want to be viewed as, but as you just, you know that you should be viewed as because of your self-respect, because of who you are, who you know you are. So just look in the mirror and tell me what you see in yourself. For me, on doing this exercise, when I look at me, I see a woman of ambition, a woman of class, character. And this is just to give y'all, you know, I'm putting my exercise out there to give you guys an example. So those of you who are struggling with it and don't really know per se to how to just view it or go about it, this is just an example to, you know, to better help you guys as well. But like I said, when I look at myself, I see a woman of ambition, a woman of class, character, morals, value, a woman with a mind, a woman who have respect for herself so much in a sense to so much respect and morals to a sense to, like, for me, I'd rather walk in the rain with a man who treats me like a queen than to ride in the Benz with a woman. I'm sorry, to ride in the Benz with the man who treats me like crap. And that's a quote I saw, and I felt like, you know, that spoke to me personally because my standards are so, like, set on as far as, like, my morals and my self-respect for myself. Like, I'm not about to let nobody treat me like crap and just stand for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my morals is, you know, I stand for what I believe in, and that's just that. So, if I feel like I need to be treated as in a certain way, that's what I'm going to show. That's what I'm going to, you know, give off. And you're going to know off rip, like, I can't try her on this type of time because this is not what she own. This is not how she is. You know, she ain't that type of woman. You know what I'm saying? I got to go about it this way with her because, you know, she ain't for that. And I respect her for that because she stands so, you know, she stands 10 toes down on her beliefs. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what I, you know, look at. That's what I look at when I look at myself in the mirror on that exercise. So I want you guys, after this podcast, it doesn't have to be right away, just at some point in time, just go through that exercise and look at yourself. Or even if you want to look at yourself, you want to just sit down and bring out your journal, pen, and just jot down a couple of things that you see in yourself or that you know about yourself. And what does what does morals mean to you? Just write it down and just go over it and just go by exactly that. You know what I'm saying? From here on out, from that day forward that you jot that down, just view everything and such and stand 10 toes down about your beliefs and your morals and what does it mean to you. And just see what the outcome is and the result of doing so. And also to get in deep of the clarity of morals, it's either acceptable or unacceptable. And that's due to it being driven by personal beliefs and values. So there's going to be some people out there who agree on this, who will agree on them, and some people who won't. And that's just the facts of it. And we have those women out there who don't have any morals at all. And they were never taught it. They don't know a thing about it. So they live a no moral lifestyle. Believe it or not, there's men out there who love that shit. They love women who don't set morals for themselves. Not saying all men are like that, but there's men out there who love it. And it comes to a time now that, you know, we say it all the time. I sit and talk with my friends. We just be sitting there just like, damn, like, hoes getting wife nowadays before us women with self-respect and morals. Not saying that it's a good thing, but just seeing that that has been normalized. And we see shit like that every day. And it have you looking like, damn, like, I set the bar high with having morals and self-respect. Because if anything, I'm a woman first. And then men go around and choose what's simple and easy. That has definitely been normalized today. And I don't care what y'all say out there. I don't care if people try to deny it or say whatever y'all want to say about it. That's just what it is. Like, that shit has been normalized and it's not okay. But hey, I can't even say that, because it's just like I said, this is a judge-free zone podcast. I don't judge nobody. If that's what you do, you know, I don't know nobody's background, nobody's life history or none of that. So I mean, if you live a no more lifestyle, that's you. Whatever fits for you and whatever makes you happy or whatever is easier for you to get by in life, that's your life. You live it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just that. That's just that on that. You do what's best for you. You do however you want to live your life, that's on you. So, but it has been normalized, I should say, for those who don't have no exact reason of why they just are that way. It's been normalized because they've been brainwashed by social media. That's just that. Men definitely do go for what's simple and easy, because if you can have that. You can have that lady out there, you know, that just have these morals set so high, so dead set on, you know, her respect, her self-respect, and, you know, how she wants to be viewed, her dignity and all of that. And some men are still go for that challenge. They'll still go for what's difficult because they know that's, you know, that's what they want and that's what they feel is worth it in the end. But you also have those men that feel like, man, I don't got time to go through all that. Like, she too hard. I got to chase her. I got to do this. I got to do that. Da, 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 da. They don't view it as like, okay, this is somebody with morals. This is somebody, you know, that I need on my side. They don't do that. Men like to take the easy route for every fucking thing. Not all men, like I said, not all, just some. Men like to take the easy route sometimes. If they feel like you too difficult, they don't want difficult in that time. They want what's easy and what's simple. So if you don't have no morals, you easy to get. It's easy for me to break you off of some, you know, to have sex or whatever, for you to do this and that for me. They gonna do it because they like easy. And like I said, the thing is, social media has ruined a lot when it comes to morals and value. And like I said, I'd rather stand 10 toes down on my beliefs and having morals than to give myself respect and dignity for a bag. Like, whatever a man has done for me, it's always been off face of them seeing and knowing how much I value that self-respect and how set my morals, and you know how I set my morals above than low. So it's just like I never had to give up my body per se for some money or because it's always been off base. If he fuck with me, if a nigga fuck with me or whatever, he's going to help me off base because he fuck with me, not because, you know, we having sex or whatever. Like, it has never been that case. I've never had to ask a man for money. I've never had to fuck with a man for money. It's all, whatever they have done for me is because they wanted to, and, you know, they fucked me on that type of level to see that, okay, I want to help her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, you know, we cool, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm dealing with her on this type of time. You know what I'm saying? And we've been dealing with each other for a while. You know, why be around her and not help her? You know, they willingly help me. It's never been our face on some, oh, I'm fucking this nigga. He better come up off some money, da, 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 da. I need help with this and that. No. It's always been our face of who I am as a person. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people will just be on some, you better ask that nigga for this, you better ask that nigga for that. Me personally, I don't have it in me to do it. Like, I don't have it in me to do it. And it's nothing to say, you know, I just feel like I'm too good to ask a nigga for this and that. That's not the case. It's just, that's just how I was raised. Like, I don't know. I just don't have it in me to go up to it. To be talking to a nigga and be like, oh, I need this. I need some money. Da, 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 da. No, like I said, shit gets done off face of who I am. And because a nigga wants to do that for me. They wants to help me. They want to help me. I don't know. So, and that's just what it is. But, so we're going to get into the social media takeover. I actually came across a tweet while scrolling on Twitter the other day. And it was pertaining to this video that this lady, Sukiyana, I don't know if y'all know her. She's on, I think it's Love and Hip Hop Show. I don't know. I don't watch that shit. I just be seeing little videos and shit on Facebook. I don't watch all that Love and Hip Hop stuff or whatever. But I know her from just off, you know, seeing her on Facebook, Instagram, stuff like that or whatever. She's one that, in my opinion, she has no morals and she doesn't care. She knows she doesn't have any morals and she's proud about it, okay? So homegirl is proud about not having that self-respect. She's proud about you know, doing whole shit. And like I said, no judgment going on. That's her life. She's okay with it. You know, that's how she want to live it. So that's on her. But we're speaking on morals and bullshit. And she's one that ain't got that shit. She got fucking bullshit. That's what she is. But anyway, she made a video. And first I'm going to go over the tweet. So she made a video. I mean, the tweet that I ran across, it said, Suki said, y'all got all the morals and coming home with the wet pussy and pass through bills. That's exactly what the tweet said. But on the video, she basically, I actually watched the video and her message was definitely presented kind of off to me. She was basically just saying, you know, y'all around here having all these morals pretty much, but you know, y'all fucking with niggas and you know, they ain't helping you pay your bills, they ain't helping you do this and that and the third, blah blah blah. Like, basically, like, put a tax on your pussy, basically, is what she was saying. Like, tax your pussy, tax your body, da 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 da. If you gonna be fucking with, don't be fucking with no nigga for free, blah blah blah, basically, is what she's saying. But her message, her delivery, not the message, her delivery was definitely off and it just wasn't okay. But from my view on watching it, I don't think she's saying to put a dollar amount on your body per se, but to have your morals, but don't be sleeping with anyone who is in no position to help you or that has no desire to help you. And basically saying anybody you're dealing with should not be watching you struggle, pretty much. Like I said, however, her delivery was a bit, that's just what I got from it. Looking beyond the bullshit and the broken English that she was speaking. that's what I got from it. Because I actually looked deeper into what she was saying. But however, like I said, her delivery was a bit over the top. And she left that, she did leave that window open for others to view it as a, oh, lose your morals and make these niggas pay for it. That's how she, you know, that's how she presented it. So me personally, in my opinion, I know the difference of having my independence and also being dependent. So I'm not going to depend on anyone else to make a way. I'm going to make my own way. I'm going to pave my own way. I'm not finna look for a nigga for a fucking come up or to pay my bills or to fuck with somebody to do this and that for me. Like, that ain't it. I'm going to pave my own way. Like I said, whatever's done for me or whatever a nigga do for me is plus. But I'm not finna just, my intentions is not finna be on, oh, I'm finna fuck with that nigga or whatever. He, my bills due. He finna pay my bills or blah. If he wanna fuck with me, he better give me some money. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, no, I ain't finna depend on nobody else to make a way. I'll make my way on my own by using my brains, not by using my body for no bag or for my bills to be paid. Like, that's just not it. And that's just me personally having my morals and my self-respect and that dignity within me. And that's just that. But her delivery was wrong, and it's just kind of sad because that's honestly how she is as a person. Because if you're gonna give a like, I don't know, I ain't gonna say it's sad because, like I said, I don't judge, but I just feel like if she's gonna give a message, she should have better presented it, because you basically giving out a message to these young girls to, like, basically saying like that's okay or whatever to do so. But it's just like, it don't have to always be that. Like, it don't have to always be that way. And that's why I say social media has ruined a lot of shit today and have normalized a lot of shit today, because it's just like I said, whatever happened to having that independence or making a way for yourself, like, you can know how to be dependent. You can, and that goes into just allowing a man to help you, allowing a man to want to do that for you. But you don't have to always look for that shit. You don't have to always feel like you gotta give it up for a nigga to do this and that and the third, or, you know what I'm saying? It's just that off, that bullshit has been normalized today, and that's exactly what it is. Morals and morals and bullshit. That's exactly what it is. It's bullshit. Like, I'm not about to pave no way and make it seem like I just need to sell my body for somebody to want to pay my bills or mess with somebody and expect them to pay my bills for me. No, if they do it, is they doing it because they want to off face for who I am, not because I'm depending on them to make a way for me or depending on them to pay bills, blah blah blah. So it's just like, back onto the tweet that was made when she said y'all coming home with a wet pussy and pass through bills. First of all, if you can't make a way on your own, why ain't there's other ways? Like I said, there's other ways to do so. You don't need to be looking at no nigga to pave no way. But by all means, you know what I'm saying? It goes back to saying if you're dealing with somebody, they shouldn't be around you watching you struggle either. But the way she presented it, no. I don't know. That's just that. So I'm going to get into some of the things that some people have got back to me on what does morals mean to them. Somebody answered me and said to have that self-respect, self-love, dignity, having something you believe in and stand for, facts, honesty, and to have a purpose, which is all true. Like I said in the beginning, my morals to me is to believe in what you stand for, your beliefs, your value, all of that. Don't switch it up because, you know, shit, like I said, shit has been normalized or somebody else doing this and doing that and they making you feel like it's okay to do so. If they doing it, I can do it too. No. Stand tall, stand 10 toes down on your beliefs rather than to have no morals at all and have no self-respect and get shit the easy way. Like, you don't never have to look at nobody for no fucking handout. Like, have that self-respect, have that self-love, have that dignity and that purpose. Be honest with yourself. Like, I don't give a damn what nobody say. I never lower my standards for nobody. If I set my standards on fucking 10, bitch, give me 20. 20 just off face because you know my standards are on 10. You know what I ain't going for. You know what ain't how I am. So, damn, I just got real hood. I just got real hood with y'all for a quick. My whole voice has changed. Because, no, G shit. Like, I be dead set on my standards. Like, I have people tell me all the time, like, oh, it's not that they think that I'm difficult, but people tell me all the time that my standards are too high. And it's just like, my standards are not too high. I just have a preference of how I want to be treated because, and how I know I value myself. So if I treat myself a certain way, if I, you know, have these morals set for myself, I'm gonna expect somebody else to treat me how I treat me. Like, self-love is the best love. Like, if I don't love myself, how the fuck somebody gonna treat me, you know, treat me a certain way, treat me better, treat me, you know what I'm saying? Like, how they gonna treat me right if I don't even have that for myself? So, of course, my standard, and I already, you know, if I've already been through one situation, why the fuck would I put myself through the situation again and set my standards low? Like, I'm not gonna set the bar low for somebody to just walk over me and treat me nasty as if I, you know, as if they, I don't have no morals, if I don't have that self-respect. No, I'm gonna set my standards high, and it's either you can meet them or go above them, or don't. But I would never set the bar low for somebody to just do me dirty as if I ain't got that respect, or as if I don't deserve that respect. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, if a lot of people may disagree, but that's just me basically on how I raise them. My mom tell me all the time to never lower your standards for anything, and that's with relationships or friendships or anything in life. Never lower your standards. If you have a belief or a purpose on what, you know, what it is, whatever the case may be, if that's your belief, that's your purpose, and you set your standards on something that you know you don't want to go through again, or you know you don't want to deal with, or you know you cannot deal with, don't set your standards low for nobody. Like, you know, and that's just facts. Like, if you know how you want to be treated, why do that? I mean, if you want to be treated like a hoe, that's what you're going to get. If you want to be treated like a queen, you're going to treat yourself like a queen, and people going to know how to treat you. However you treat yourself is how you allow somebody else to treat you. And that's just that. So, I can agree with her on those pinpoints on what does morals mean to her. Because, like I said, you can't expect one thing and you can't expect to get treated a certain way, but you ain't even treating you like that. So morals, having morals is very important. It's very important to understand morals. It's very important to understand value. And I feel like a lot of young women out here today need to know the importance of that those, because there's women out, there's young ladies out there that has no guidance, that don't even know anything about what the fuck I'm even talking about. So if they're listening, you know, if any of y'all young ladies out there that's listening to this podcast episode, I really, really hope you guys get the message that I'm trying to give on this topic. I really hope you understand it. And if you don't, I am more than happy to sit and talk to you guys, or, you know, even if you feel comfortable with messaging me about it, if you struggle with understanding where I'm coming from, I'll be more than happy to sit and talk to you guys about it, and we can get in deep on it. But like I said, there's young ladies out there who don't know anything about this shit. So it's just like, it's important. It's just very important to know. And I'm here, like I said, this podcast is to, you know, give that advice. You know, it's a podcast, like, I can't even think right now. It's a podcast to basically just, you know, help and to give that, you know, to give some knowledge on shit that a lot of people struggle with. So if I can be that help, I will, you know, I would love to. And that's, you know, that's what I'm here for. So it's just like, for the young ladies that's listening that don't know a thing about it, like I said, I really hope this message speaks out to you, because it's important to know. It's important to have that. So let's go to the next person. Hold on. I be having my phone on Do Not Disturb. People, they don't care. They still just be messaging me and stuff, trying to talk to me. I'm about to ignore. Like, I gotta ignore y'all. I can't talk to y'all right now. Y'all know I'm doing my podcast. Anyway, the next person was like, to them, morals define your character. If internally, this is one of my best friends, actually, and I love her. We, you know, we view some things the same. We both be on point on a lot of shit. So it's just like, and she understands me, so I can talk to her about anything, especially when it comes to shit like that. Like, when other people be thinking I'm tripping, or, you know, she understands where I'm coming from. She understands my mindset on a lot of shit. Like, I'm a different breed. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be out there saying they different, but it's just like, look, I get it, because I'm different as fuck. My mindset be on a whole nother, like, level. I amaze myself sometimes. So it's just like, so for those people that's really close to me, they understand my mind. So it's just like, her outlook on this, you know, I respect it 100%, because that this is just what it is. And a lot of people, you know, don't view shit the same as me, but that's okay. I don't really give a fuck. But like I said, I respect her mindset on her explanation, because, you know, I agree. But anyway, back to it. She said, morals define your character. If internally, mentally, if you become okay with something, whether it be wrong or right, and the actions that follow will help mold and define your character. When you lack self-respect or have poor morals and or don't know your worth or value, it shows. What you exhibit internally reflects on what's internal. And also, those things show people how to treat you. Yep. Didn't I say that? If you don't do yourself good, how can you expect someone else to? Which is facts. I literally just said that to y'all. If you don't treat yourself one way, how you expect somebody else to treat you better? So you got to treat you good for the next bitch to treat you great. Basically, and like she said, that shit reflects on what's internal. So you can very much give off something on the outside, and the inside, you know damn well, like, you, that shit bothering you, it's hurting you. Like, you sit there and question and be like, damn, why the fuck he treating me this way, da 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 da. Take a step back and give that self-reflect and ask yourself, what are you doing? How are you treating yourself for this person to look at you and view you and treat you this certain way? Not saying that you should give a fuck what the next bitch have to think about, what the next bitch think or say about you, but it's all about having that self-respect and morals and value within yourself. If you ain't got none of that shit within yourself, of course somebody's gonna treat you differently. Of course they're gonna treat you as such, because you don't even know how to treat you. So it's just basically goes to, you gotta do what you feel like you want. You, if for somebody to do something for you or treat you a good way, you have to do it to yourself. You can't go out here sad just doing one thing and expecting the bitch to just be all high and mighty on you. Like, no. Because, bitch, it's going, there are niggas that be looking like, bitch, you're a hoe. You think you all high and mighty, but you're a hoe, so I'm going to treat you like a hoe. But also, you got those niggas who wife the hoes and don't give a damn about themself morals. Or, I mean, don't give a damn about, you know, them not having morals or, you know, or none of that shit. But I definitely agree with her on her statement. I don't know. I pretty much, like, said all I wanted to say about self-morals. I mean, having morals and value or whatever. And all the bullshit that comes with having morals. Like, I know it's people out there that feel like, damn, like I said, like, damn, I have all these morals set for myself and, you know, high standards. But, you know, niggas, we wanted what's easy and what's simple and easy. So it's just like, that shit'll fuck with you mentally, because you just be like, damn, like, what the fuck? I feel like I'm doing all this shit right. And they don't even give a fuck. They want what's wrong. It does happen. Trust me, ladies. It's normal. It's okay to think that way. But don't let that get the best of you. Don't let, like, that outlook on, like, damn, like, I got all this self-respect for myself and that shit don't even get noticed. It definitely is noticed. It may not be from who you want it to be noticed by, but it definitely gets noted, and it's noticed, and it's going to be noticed by the right person. And that person, you're going to get that person, but don't never set your standards low. Don't never set the bar low and decide that you're going to have, you don't and decide that you're going to live a no moral lifestyle because you feel like having morals don't get you nowhere. It do. You just have to just love yourself. Love yourself. Self-love is the best love. Like I said, and those of y'all who listen to my podcast, my very first episode, Self-Love, on the podcast, you'll know what the fuck I'm talking about. Know yourself. Know what you... Stand 10 toes down on what you stand for, what you believe in, and that's just that. Don't set the bar low for nobody. I don't give a fuck what a bitch say. Like I said, people tell me all the time I'm difficult or this and this and that. My thing is, I have my standards, but I'm also open to a lot of shit. Like, I'm willing to not necessarily set my standards low, but if I feel like, all right, bitch, like, you being over the top, like, you need to just relax a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I know how to be open to a lot of shit, but I also make sure, you know, I'm standing 10 toes down on my beliefs. Like, you ain't, just because, you know, I let loose on this, you ain't finna be treating me like that, you know. And that's just that. Sometimes you gotta tell a bitch straight up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was open to it because, you know, I felt like, you know, I'm doing a little bit too much. I'm being a little bit too extra. But, don't get shit twisted. So, yeah, you ain't gotta set your standards low. You know, just be reasonable. Like if you can't require shit from somebody that you can't bring to the table yourself. Me personally, I feel like whatever I require from somebody, I can bring it too. We just have to be willing to do the shit the same. We gotta be on the same page. You gotta come on one accord with the shit, because you're not finna just treat me any kind of way. Like, you're not finna just think that it's okay. I'm not finna tolerate a lot of shit, is what I'm saying. Like, I'm not finna tolerate some shit and then you think that it's okay to continue to do that shit. It's not okay. I'm not finna normalize a fuck thing. So, like I said, I know what I can tolerate and know what I want to deal with. If I'm willing to tolerate some shit from you, that's because, you know, I decided to be open to it. But my standards still remain the same. My standards still remain high. My morals still remain exactly what it is. I'm not finna live no more a lifestyle just to, you know, make it easier for you. Because, like I said, there's people out there who don't give a fuck that you're difficult or not. Who don't give a fuck that you know, your morals are set high or not. They're gonna, if they want you, they're gonna make it happen. You know, they're gonna look past all the bullshit and be like, look, she difficult, but this the one. This what I want. You know what I'm saying? She, you know, her morals, she got morals. You know, she don't be on that bullshit. Da, da, da. She got that self-respect for herself. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gotta worry about her posting pictures with her legs up and this and this and that, because she know for a fact, like,
you know, ain't on that. I'm a woman first. There's people out there who will view you as such and don't look at it as like, damn, she difficult. I don't want none of that. Da, 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 da. Her standards too high. She, you know, she got too much morals. You know, I want stay. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't. There's some niggas out there who don't even really be on that shit for real. And that's just facts. And those who do, you know, that's just the lifestyle they want to live. And that's, like I said, this is a judge-free zone podcast. People gonna live their life how they want to live it. If that's what makes you happy, you gonna live that life. So like I said, fuck what the next person has to say about you and your morals and your standards or whatever the case may be. Live your life, because whatever works for you works for you. A bitch can't be in your life telling you how to live your life and telling you, you know, you doing too much, da, 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 da. It's your life. You gotta deal with this shit. They don't. So you know what you want from out of a person. You know what you want out of yourself. So have those morals, have the self-respect, understand the value, understand everything that comes with it. Stick to your beliefs. Once again, stand 10 toes down on it. And you don't have to, like I said, you don't have to lower it for nobody. However you treat you is how somebody else is going to treat you. You treat yourself like shit, expect to get treated like shit. And that's just facts. So, like I said, I hope you guys get the message. I hope you guys understand the message. If you guys have any more input on this topic, get at your girl. Let me know what you thought about this episode. You young ladies out there, if you don't, you know what I'm saying, if you don't know, and like I said, if you don't know nothing about morals, I hope this message, this episode was able to get the message through to you on how important it is to know and understand the differences between the shit. And that's just that. Your girl is out. That wraps up this episode. I'll talk to you guys next time on Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnise. Bye!